可是主恩姐，我们能够一起来学习圣经的一些道理。
Thank God that we are all able to gather here and to study the words of God.
姐弟想用一段时间来跟大家分享雅各书。
And today I would like to use this time to share the introduction of the book of James.
那我们今天晚上是做一个雅各书的一个简介。
And today I wish to have an introduction of the book.
雅各书它有一个名字叫做新约当中的箴言。
And the book of James, it has a nickname which is the proverb of the New Testament.
它并没有太多的长篇大论或者是讲一些教义的事情。
It does not have too much teaching or having a lot of philosophy inside.
他是想要挑战我们在生活当中我们如何行道。
But it tells us what we should do in what should we do in our faith.
好，那我们知道说箴言本身的一个特性是什么？
And we know what is the main characteristics of proverbs.
好，箴言就是说一句话或是一段话，它就可以成为一个让人家容易记忆的一个名言。
So for proverbs, it will be even if it's like one word or a whole sentence, it will just give people a great implication and to make it as like a saying.
所以因此我们可以知道说在箴言里面很多时候就是一句话比如说你要保守你的心胜过保守一切。
So as like normally there's a verse that you need to control your heart, then you are able to control others.
那因为一生的果效是由心发出啊。
And because all the actions that has come is from your heart.
那在雅各书里面其实也是一样的。
It's the same as James.
信心没有行为是死的，就如同身体没有灵魂是死的一样。
Faith without doings is dead, as like flesh without a soul.
好，那这个信心跟身体，或者是那种生跟死，一句话就能够表明出来了。
And from the words, it is clearly explained itself.
好，那我们从这个雅各书里面，它也能够丰富的从生活当中、自然界、人的身体。或者是我们当时能够看到的一些事物来做比喻。
And from the James, we can see that from the text, it used a lot of parables.
好，那在这些比喻当中，有的时候非常的实际。
And these parables, they are pretty clear.
比如说这个火种这个小小的火能够燃烧一个最大的森林。
So a small spark can burn a whole forest.
好，所以舌头一样。它也能够点燃这地狱之火啊。
It's like your actions, it will spark the flames of hell.
好，那也就是说，在生活当中，信仰里面不要只有单纯用嘴巴讲，要付出行动。
So in your life, in faith, that you need to do not just by saying.
所以雅各书第二章说，如果你看到一个弟兄或姐妹赤身露体，缺了日用的饮食。那你该怎么做
？And as like if you saw that there are brethren that has that are naked and have nothing to eat, what would you do？
雅各书二章十四节开始就说，你就给他日用的饮食，给他衣服穿，胜过你嘴巴祝福说，愿你平安哦，愿神祝福你哦。
And in chapter 2, verse 14, it is much better for you to give him clothes and his daily food rather than just have a simple saying, depart in peace.
那他也谈论到说，当一个基督徒遇到一些苦难，比如说外面的逼迫，或者自己内心的一个信仰的挣扎。
And it also states the conflicts that you will have in your life and faith.
你该如何去面对
？And how you should face it.
用什么样的心情去面对这些苦难
？And what kind of reaction would you use to deal with this problem?
好，所以他似乎在讲解有关于一个基督徒活在这个世界上面应该要有的一些准备。
So it tells us what us as believers, what we need to prepare.
好， 那雅各书的作者呢，他就是耶稣的弟弟雅各。
And the author of the book is the brother of Jesus, which is James.
在圣经新约的圣经里面有几个雅各。
And in the Bible, there's a few James.
比较有名的呢，就是这个约翰的哥哥雅各。
The most popular one would be the brother of John, which is James.
那他因为在这个使徒时代初期的时候呢，就被希律王给斩首。
However, at the time of the apostle, at the apostolic time, he was already been executed.
因此不会是这个耶稣的门徒雅各，就是约翰的哥哥。
So, it will not be him, the one of the disciples, the brother of John.
好，那有一个也叫做小雅各，就是另外一个叫雅各的，也就是使徒。
There was another within the disciples, which is the younger James.
或者是说犹大的一个父亲，他叫做雅各。
Or the father of Judas, which is James.
那最后呢，就是耶稣的弟弟雅各。
And the last one would be the brother of Jesus, which is also called James.
当耶稣还在世的时候，那个耶稣的弟弟雅各他并不相信耶稣就是弥赛亚。
And at the time of Jesus, James he did not believe that Jesus is the true Messiah.
一直到耶稣从死里复活之后，他才相信原来他自己的兄长就是弥赛亚。
And until when Jesus was resurrected and he has saw the palms in the palms of Jesus, then he believed.
好，那我们来看一段的经文。
Let's look at a verse.
好，在这个哥林多前书的第十五章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
好，哥林多前书的第十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
好，这边第七节讲到说，以后先给雅各看，再先给众使徒看。
And here in verse 7 it said, after that he was seen by James, then by all the apostles.
因此我们看到，当耶稣从死里复活的时候，这个他的弟弟雅各还相信这件事情。
And we can see here when Jesus was resurrected and James has seen him, then he believed.
好，那这个耶稣的弟弟雅各，他本身在使徒教会呢，他也是成为了一个非常重要的工人。
And the younger brother of Jesus, which is James, he had become an important worker during the apostolic church.
主要是在《使徒行传》第十二章跟《使徒行传》第十五章里面。
Mainly in Acts of the Apostles, chapters 12 and 13.
十五章哈。
Chapter 15, sorry.
所以在这个使徒时代里面，在这个耶路撒冷会议当中，他成为一个所谓我们今天所讲的主席啊，会议的主席。
And at that time, he became the head of the meeting.
那在教会当中，他大概有差不多二十年的时间来带领教会。
And at that time, he has a lot of authority of he was leading the church.
那在使徒行传在这个使徒行传里面第十五章讲到，信主的外邦人不需要受割礼，不需要再接受摩西律法的一个规范。
And there was this rule of those who the Gentiles that is believers doesn't need to be circumcised.
但是会议的规定却没有办法能够凌驾在所谓的文化或者一些想法当中啊。
However, this decree cannot be applied to all of the people with different necessity.
所以在加拉太书第二章里，第一章跟第二章里面。
And in Galatians chapter 1 and 2.
好，当比使徒保罗、巴拿巴、彼得一起跟外邦人吃饭的时候啊。
when Peter, Barnabas, and Paul were eating, were having a meal.
好，那从耶路撒冷过来的雅各，还有一些其他犹太人，好，来到了这个地方了。
And the Jews and James and the Jews have came to this place.
好，那些彼得、巴拿巴，还有一些犹太人，就假装离开了信主的外邦人。
And Peter and Barnabas, they have, slowly, discriminate themselves, towards the Jews.
好，因此我们可以看到说，这个耶稣的弟弟雅各。在教会真的是一个非常重要的工人。
So we can see that this younger brother of Jesus, James, he is quite an important person in the church.
好，那当时候又遇到什么事情
？And at that time, what kind of problems they have encountered?
好，在外面有宗教的犹太宗教的一个逼迫。
And outside of the church, there were a lot of the there was a lot of temptations from the from the Jews.
好。那罗马政府呢，也压迫攻击这个信耶稣的人。
And a lot of the Romans are persecuting the believers in the church.
好，那接下来又遇到了饥荒。
And after that, they have encountered famine.
所以大概在主后的62年左右，雅各就写了这一封的书信了。
And after 96 A.D., that James have written this this book.
因此我们在雅各书第一章里面看到说，落在那百般的试炼当中，要以为大喜乐。
So we can see that in the book of James chapter 1 that we should be rejoiced in all this great persecution.
所以我们可以看到，在当时候的背景就是比我们现在要来的艰难的许多。
And we can see that the time of the background of the time, it was really difficult.
好，那雅各书的重点在哪里？
And what is the main point of the book of James?
就是在雅各书第二章。
And it is in James chapter 2.
最后一节26节。
The last verse, verse 26.
身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
所以他在讲说，信心跟行为要合在一起。
So it tells us that faith and work needs to combine together.
那有人哈就在说，这个雅各书应该从新约圣经拿掉。
And some people believe that this book of James should be taken out from this New Testament.
因为他跟保罗所讲的因信称义有冲突啊，所以他就不应该留在新约圣经里面。
Because there is some conflicts between the teachings from Paul, which is to we were saved because we believe.
好，那保罗所讲的因信称义在罗马书里面。
And what Paul have this principle that was taught by Paul is in Romans.
他是在讲说，你信主之前是因为相信耶稣，所以你得到称义。
Paul said that because you have before you believe you have you were been you before you believe you were been saved by grace.
好，那雅各书是说，当你信主之后，你应该也有什么表现
？And for James it is after when you have believed, what kind of works that you should have?
好，那这个雅各书啊，它本身来讲，就是它分了两个部分哈。
And in James, it's split into two parts.
第一个就是问安。
The first is a greeting.
在这个雅各书的一章一节开始。
From James chapter 1 verse 1.
好，那第一章的第二节开始，一直到最后的5:18。
And from chapter 1 verse 2 until chapter 5 verse 18.
这个是他在论述有关于信心跟行为之间。的一件事情
，and he was talking about the things. He was talking about faith and work.
好，那最后他再来做一个简单的结论。
And at the end, he gave a simple conclusion.
就是在5:19-20里面。
And it is in chapter 5:19-20.
好，那在这个一大串的这个。内容里面他又在讲什么
？In this content, what did he explain?
他首先讲到说如何去面对这个试炼或者是试探。
And the first is how do we face these trials and troubles?
在基督徒的生活里面并不是一帆风顺的。
And in our life as believers, we will not always have a smooth life.
就像说学生不喜欢考试，工作人员上班人不喜欢做一些好像说一些业绩或者一些其他的那种考核的那种东西。
It's like students, they don't like to have exams, and for those who are working in society, they do not wish to have any training or small exams.
有的时候会觉得说这些东西对我来讲有什么意义？
And some people would think, why is this beneficial to us?
可是我们看到说，其实我们都许多人在上课，但是没有经过考试，就不知道自己到底学习多少，吸收多少。
But we can see that everyone that they have all attend classes, but only exams can determine how much we have learned.
同样的，我们经常来聚会，也阅读圣经，也有做教会的圣工。
Similarly, when you come to church, you read the Bible often, but how do you familiar with it?
可是真的遇到信仰上面、生活上面的困难的时候，才知道自己的信心是多么的渺小。
However, when we have encountered troubles or trials, then we are able to see where is our faith.
所以第一章的第一节到十八节，它的重点就是完全呐、
啊。And in chapter 1 verse 18, it talks about perfect.
在中文里面，它翻成全备，啊，成全完备。
So in the Chinese translation, it means to be full.
就是一个完整的信仰。
And it was a whole faith.
事实上，就像我们在生活里面有时候会生病，然后需要经过自己的一些身体上面的修复，才会有那个抵抗。
Normally in our life, sometimes we will get sick and we will just have a small rest and we'll slowly recover.
那信仰也是一样，要经过一些苦难，才会显出自己信仰软弱的那一面。
Likewise, with trials, then it will.Let us know it will let us to see how our faith is.
所以雅各说，其实这个苦难或者是试炼试探落在我们身上的时候，都要以为大喜乐。
And for James, he tells us that if we have encountered trials or tribulation, we should be joyful.
这些不是为了要打败我们，而是为了让我们能够看到自己的软弱。
These things are not to make us lost, however, it is to help us to improve ourselves.
所以雅各需要我们用一种不同的观点来看待这些试炼或者试探。
And James encouraged us to look at another viewpoint towards this tribulation and trials.
这个就是一章一节到十八节里面所要讲的。
And this is what it tells us from chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 18.
好，那最后呢？他在十八节里面讲，他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中好像出熟的果子。十八节讲什么
？And verse 18 what does it say？
什么叫做出熟的果子
？And what is the first fruits？
如果我们回到这些立位记或者是神所讲的这个一些命令里面
，If we look back to Leviticus or the commandments of God。
所谓的出熟果子就是成圣
，and the first fruits is to become holy，
是归属神的
，and it is and it belongs to God。
因此我们的信仰也是一样这样的道理。
And likewise our faith。
好，那我们接下来看到一章的十九节开始到五章的十八节
And from chapter 1 verse 19 to chapter 5 verse 18。
第一个部分，一章十九节到二十七节里面讲到信心跟行为啊。
Chapter 1 verse 19 to verse 27 tells us about faith and works.
这也算是一种的 行道。
And it tells us to do to do the truth.
首先第一个你要听啊。
And the first is to listen.
就像我们在学习一个新的事物，总是要听老师、师父来做讲解。
And when we learn a new teaching, we all need to listen from the teachers or from the lecturers.
然后我们接下来听完了以后，我们就要想要实际去做看看。
And after that, when we listened, we will, when we heard it, then we'll try to do it.
诶，那雅各说，那你想到听，你该怎么听？
And James, it tells us, when we are listening, how are we able, how do we listen?
就是你那种态度的问题。
It is the problem of our attitude.
很多的时候我们在听，都会有一种先入为主的观念，想要直接跳到结论是什么。
And sometimes for us, when we are listening, we will want to,we will want to go skip to the conclusion rather than listening the whole teaching.
那有的时候，就像第十九节所讲的，他用生气，好来做一个例子。
And in verse 19, he used an example of wrath.
好，他说，其实要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
And he tells here, be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
人有的时候就是。这个所谓的快快的听，慢慢的说是指什么
？And here, what does it mean to be swift to hear and slow to speak?
就是你要好好的听，然后你在讲的时候，你要慢慢的说。
And it means that you need to truly listen and to wait for the time to speak.
但是我们有很多的时候是反过来的。
And sometimes we are, the opposite.
好，说我不想听你讲话，这些我都知道了。我只想要表达自己的意思。
And I do not wish to listen to you, and I would just want to, speak directly.
因此有的时候人在还没有听完就开始发怒。
And sometimes when when a person he have not, finished listening, he will easily be angered.
第21节开始就讲到你要怎么听。
And verse 21 it tells us how do we listen.
就是你那个心准备好了没有？
Is to tell if we are well prepared in our heart.
你有没有把那种受洗过后还有一些剩下的盈余的邪恶给除干净
？Have you lay off all those that all the wickedness, even though you have been baptized?
好，让自己的心能够成为一个柔软。良善的一个土地
，and to let your heart be a weakness, meekness, with, become a meek and good ground.
让神的道理能够进入到每一个人的心里面
，and have let and will let, the truth to be implanted in your heart.
那为什么一个人的心会刚硬
？And why would a person's heart be really hard?
首先，它是渐渐的变坏。
The first, he will become really wicked.
那当一个人渐渐变坏，然后他就开始变硬。
And a person, if a person slowly becomes wicked, and he become, and his heart become hard.
耶稣有时候讲话非常的直接，然后也让许多人厌恶他。
And sometimes when Jesus he speak quite, straightforward, and some people will hate him.
特别是指出人的罪这件事情上面
，especially when Jesus reveals others' wickedness and sin，
所以很多人就不想要听耶稣所讲的话了。
And many people does not wish to listen to the words of Jesus。
那他们就选择离开了。
And they have decided to leave。
好，那接下来，当你听到行道之后啊
，And when you have listened to the truth and do the truth。
圣经上面说，你那个行道要有一个标准。
But here it tells us that when we act out the truth, there is a standard.
是神的律法，而不是断章取义。
It is the law of God and not just a simple saying.
因此，这边讲到一个全备的律法。
And here it tells us of a perfect law.
不是说我只想听我想听的，那剩下我不想听你就放在一边，我就 不管它了，那不叫做全备的福音。
So a perfect law,
全备的律法。
So a perfect law is not that we listen to what we wish to listen, but we need to listen to the whole.
信仰当中有的时候就是指出软弱，让我们去改变。
And improving our faith is to change in our faith is to listen to the whole perfect law.
那雅各用照镜子做比喻。
So we'll use a parable. We'll use a parable of reflecting ourselves to a mirror.
看了但不改变，跟没有看是一样的结果。
When we see ourselves have and we did not change, then it will be the same result.
听的道理，住在这边听的道理，但没有去改变，那听跟没听结果是一样的。
When we listen to the truth and we did not change, then it will be having the same result.
所以一章二十六节到二十七节说，如果你是真的虔诚的人，应该在生命当中、生活里面会有改变的。
And so in verse 26 to verse 27, if you are truly religious, then you would have changes in your heart.
好，那这个第二十六节到二十七节，它就分三个，它又分成三个哈。
And in verse 26 to verse 27, verse 27, split into three parts.
第一个就是言语，就是舌头啦。
The first is your words, which is your tongue.
第二个就是你的心啦。
The second is your heart.
第三个就是你做了什么。
And the third is what you have done.
那我们看到第二章里面哈。
And in chapter 2,
他就讲到信心跟一些待人处事的方法。
And it tells of faith and how we treat others.
最重要的是说，如果你有真实的信心，你就有一个真实好的行为。
If you have a true faith, then you will have a good attitude.
因为你知道你自己所面对那位是神是怎样的神。
And you know, the God that you will encounter is what kind of God.
所以雅各书二章在第八节又再一次讲到这全备的福，这个律法。
And in James, it tells us about this perfect law.
你就是要全守这至尊的律法。
So you need to hold it completely.
不能够把信仰跟生活把它切割出来。
And you should not split faith and life.
因此，就像这边所讲的，你说，我并没有杀人或是奸淫这两件事情，我只做一件而已啊。
So here it said that I did not commit any sin or convict any adultery.
好，这边讲到说，这个第十节、第十一节里面讲到说，原来那说不可奸淫的，也说不可杀人，你就是不奸淫却杀人，人是成了犯律法的。
So here in verse 10 and 11 tells us that you did not commit any murder. However, you have become a transgressor of the law.
那为什么雅各会用这样的话来说呢？
And why did James use this word?
因为前面第八节二章八节说你要爱人 如自己。
Because in verse 8 it tells us that you shall love your neighbor as like yourself.
这个是律法当中最重要的核心。
And this is the most important teaching in the law.
就像一个小孩子，妈妈告诉姐姐或者是哥哥说，你要照顾弟弟妹妹。
As like a mother to her child, she would ask the elder daughter, which is the eldest, to take care of the youngest.
那孩子就说，我没有打弟弟或妹妹，但我骂他。
And the elders would say, I did not hit them, but I just scold them.
好，那这样子有算照顾吗？
And does this mean that, does this truly meaning of taking care?
雅各说，爱人如己是神，这个核心，这个全备律法的核心，爱人如己。
So to fulfill the royal law according to the scripture is you shall love your neighbors as you are like yourself.
好，那他后面就延伸生活例子，如果真的看到有需要的人，你不伸出援手，你说你有爱心，爱在哪里？
And after that, there was an example that if someone is needed of help and you did not you did not help, you did not help him, then where is your love?
哦，所以二章二十一节开始就讲到一个例子，直接的例子。
And in chapter 2, verse 21, there is an example.
他就是说两个人在讲话。
And here he tells there was two people having a chat.
好，一个说我有信心，一个说我有行为。
And the first that he said he has faith, and the other one said he has work.
一个就说，好，你说你有信心，那你就把你的行为指出来啊。
The first said, if you have faith, then do it.
好，那我说我有信心，但是我可以告诉你我做了什么事情，就是行为啊。
But as for me, I do not have faith, but I can tell you that what I have done.
我们就用一个例子，就是比如说十一奉献。
And the first is, for example, giving tithe.
我们都知道说十一奉献神会祝福啊。
We know that giving tithe, God will bless.
我们在道理上面都很清楚知道这个事情。
And we all know of this truth.
所以有人就说，我相信奉献十分之一神会祝福。
And some people will just say that we have faith that God will bless us if we give tithe.
啊，这个是有信心但没有行为，因为他并没有做出十一奉献的动作啊。
And this is an example of he has faith but there's no action.
那另外一个人就拿十一奉献的收据，就说：“你看，我有做十一奉献。”
And the next person he said, "Look, I have the receipt that I have given tithe."
我不但只有相信，而且我还实际行出来了。
I not only have faith, however, I have done the work.
所以雅各才会说：“你那种虚浮的人呐、啊。”
So James has said that those that you
在这个二十节哈，二章二十节啊。雅各书二章二十节。
And in verse 20, it said that all foolish men.
你知道那种信心没有行为是假的吗
？You know that you know that faith without work is dead.
所以他就说亚伯拉罕有信心。
And he said that Abraham he has faith.
这个妓女拉合有信心。
And Isaac he has faith.
啊，妓女拉合。
Sorry. And the Rahab the harlot also have faith.
他们雅各所讲的是什么？
And what did James explain?
如果你只有单纯相信但没有行为，那你的信心就跟魔鬼一样的。
So if you have faith but do not have any work, then your heart is as like a devil.
因为信心跟行为是合并在一起的。
Because faith and work they are together.
好，那他第三章讲的什么
？And in chapter 3, what does he explain?
就是人的言语。
This is the word of man.
好，人的言语有的时候代表一个人的心思意念。
And the word of the words from a man it represents the person.
所以马太福音里面说，当一个人的心里面是充满恶的时候，他所讲出来的就是恶。
And that's why James has said that if a person speak wicked words, then his heart is wicked.
好，那同样的情形。你知道神会审判这些人。
And the same situation that we know that God will punish these people.
会用我们的言语来定我们为义人，或是用我们的言语定我们为恶人。
And God will judge us from the words that we have spoken to see if we are good or wicked.
这是耶稣在马太福音里面所讲到的。
And this is what it explains in James chapter 3.
但是你虽然知道，但是你一个人平常讲话随随便便。
And I said that even though you know, however you just speak.
你没有勒住你的舌头。
You did not tame your tongue.
你没有思考到讲出去的话的结果是如何。
And you did not consider what will happen if you speak these words.
就像火可以燎原。
As like fire can burn.
好，就像船舵可以控制整艘船的方向。
And the anchor and the sail can control where the boat will sail.
但如果你随便讲话，小心那个火是从地狱里面点着出来的。
If you speak quite carelessly, then it will erupt fire from hell.
所以一个人如果知道将来的审判，会用言语来定所谓的义跟不义。
If the words that we speak can judge a person if we are righteous or not,
那就好好控制自己的舌头。
Then we should tame our tongue.
好，那接下来雅各讲到这个信心与智慧。
And the next is faith and wisdom.
信心与智慧，很多人会认为说神所赐的智慧是属世的智慧。
And many believe that the wisdom that God has given is the wisdom of the world.
但雅各书说没有。
But in James it says no.
真正的智慧是从上头来的。
The true wisdom is from the above.
好，我们可以看到说在第十七节、十八节这当中啊。
In James chapter 3 verse 17 to 18.
这只有一个目标，就是使人和睦。
Here there is only one goal, which is to have peace with others.
好，这是我们要一起去追求的这个所谓的智慧。
And this is what we are what kind of wisdom that we are pursuing.
好，那如果一个人真的有智慧
，If a person truly has wisdom,
一个人真的如果有对神有这份信心
if a person has truly have faith.In God,
那他就会谦卑下来。
Then he will humble himself.
很多人为什么会有斗争
？A lot of people, why is there a lot of conflicts?
这个第四章里面讲的为什么会有斗争啊
？And that's why in chapter 4, this said why there is strife.
因为他们的心并不够谦卑。
Because it explains that their heart is not humble enough.
他们只是想满足自己的欲望。
They only wish to fulfill their desires.
他们只是想要在人的面前表现自我，就这样子。
They only want to represent themselves, showing themselves to others.
所以雅各书第四章就讲到谦卑。
And in chapter 4, it talks about humbleness.
那在这个谦卑当中，第四章第七节到第十节里面，七到十节里面
，In James chapter 4 verse 7 it tells，
它是一个结论
，It is a conclusion，
就是说，如果一个人真的谦卑
，If one person truly is humble，
如果一个人真的愿意亲近神
，If one person draw nearest to God，
那他在神的面前就会被升高啊
，Then in front of God he will be risen up。
虽然他在物质上面可能是缺乏的
，even though that in physical things he is quite poor，
或许在社会地位是比较卑微的
，maybe in society he has a lower status，
但他是被神看重的。
However, he has been high in the sight of God。
那当一个人对神有信心又谦卑的时候
，If one person has have faith in God and is humble，
他的心态是怎么样呢
？And what is his attitude？
就是后面十一节到十二十七节里面所讲的。
And in verse 11 to 17，
好，四章十一节说就不会随便的批评跟论断。
So。In verse 11 to 17, the person will not easily judge a person.
或者十三节到十七节里面所讲的自夸
，or to boast themselves，
就是以自己为中心
，and to be self-centered.
我们怎么样？我们想要怎么计划？这个就是以人为中心啊。
How are we, or how do we plan ourselves? Is to place emphasis on ourselves.
那雅各又面对另外一个事件，就是财富。
And the next that James have encountered is richness.
社会当中，生活里面是需要钱财的。
So in society to live, you need to have money.
因为当时候的贫富相差非常的大。
Because the time those who are poor, there is a huge gap.
社会地位这个阶层也非常的明显。
And the status in society is quite clear.
所以富有的人越富有。
The rich will become more richer.
那社会地位比较低的人就永远没有办法翻身了。
And those who are low in society, they are unable to change themselves.
那教会发展到这个主后大概六十几年的时候，已经把社会的那一套的思维带到教会里面了。
And after the church has grown after a few years, this kind of attitude has come to the church.
因此他们有欠人的工钱。
And some has,
第五章第四节第五章第四节。
And some who has been in debt to their laborers.
他们只想要得到更多的钱。
They only wish to receive more money.
所以已经违背了所谓的全备的律法。
And it has went against the perfect law.
所以雅各特别警告这些在经济上面富足的人啊。
And so James have warned those who are rich.
不要骄养你们的心。
Do not.
在这个第五节五章第五节。
In verse 5, it said, "Do not just leave your do not flatter yourself."
不要仗势欺人，说你有钱就欺负那些人，一些贫穷的人。
Do not bullied those.
好，那对于。对那些被欺负的人
，and those who have been bullied，
雅各说你们要忍耐
，and James said that you need to have patience，
就像农夫忍耐地里的土产
，as like the farmers they are just patiently waiting for their crop to grow，
那不是就单纯忍，就是忍气吞声不为自己变屈，不是这种忍啊。
It is not those patience that.
好，不是说好，我就是因为我能力比较弱，社会地位比较低，所以我就不吭声。
Oh, it's not being lowly, saying that you have lower standard and you do not speak.
好，这个忍就像约伯的忍耐一样。
So this patient is as like the patient of Job.
相信神会帮我处理这些事情。
And believe in God that God will solve these things for me.
那当然也是要经过祷告啊。
And for course it will be going through prayer.
所以后面的五章的十三节到十八节就一直讲到怎么祷告。
And in chapter 5 verse 13 to 18 it tells us how to pray.
那第五章的十九节到二十节就是这一整章的结论。
And in chapter 5, verse 19 to 20, it is the whole conclusion of this book.
既然是一个大家庭。
If we are a one big family.
那当中有些人迷失了真道。
And some have been astray from the truth.
那有些人就要出去伸出援手把他拉回来啊。
And someone needs to turn him back.
不是说啊，那是你的事情，不干我的事情。
And it is not saying that that is his problem, and we do not care.
因为使一个罪人悔改，可以好，会有什么结果呢
？And if we are able to turn a person from sin,
就是救一个灵魂，不是
？It is to save a soul from death.
这个就是雅各书大概的这个结构。
And this is the structure of the book of James.
所以我们在阅读雅各书的时候
，And when we are reading The book of James.
他一直提到一个重点，就是当我们信主之后，应该要有什么样的表现。
It keeps on telling us what kind of attitude we should have when we have belief in God.
不能说我相信耶稣进入到这个救恩之后，就好像我一定能够进天国。
It is not saying that when I believe in God and have received this salvation, I will definitely guarantee to enter heaven.
不是说，我有经常来教会聚会，我就可以得救。
It is not saying that, I often attend services, then I will be saved.
而是离开这个会堂之后，平常的生活是如何？
However, it is when we depart from this church and in our life, what attitude we have.
好，那雅各书有什么样的特点？特色哈。
And in James, what kind of special characteristics are there?
在一章一节里面讲到说，是散住十二支派的人的案。
And in chapter 1, verse 1, it says to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad.
所以雅各会用很多旧约的例子，旧约的法，这个律法来告诉当时候的人。
So James will use a lot of the stories of the Old Testament and the law of God.
要如何让信心跟行为并行
？And how to combine faith and work？
那他也用了许多的比喻来告诉当时候的信徒啊。
And he has used a lot of parables to tell the believers at that time。
啊，比如说属天的，天上就有这个云雾啊。
And it says the gifts from heaven。
啊，那在地面上呢，就有花草或是火焰。或是水泉。
And on the earth there is a lot of plants or flowers and fire.
或者是果树啊。
Or fruits or trees.
啊，那如果是海面上的就有海中的浪。
And in the sea there is the waves.
就像海中的波浪被风吹动摇晃。
As like the waves of the sea that it will.And the winds that blow, it will shake the boat.
好，那以人体来讲呢，就有人跟身体。
And with the body of man, it will talk about the body and the person.
好，身体没有灵魂是死的。
If a body does not have a spirit, then it is dead.
好，所以很重要的就是让我们能够立刻看到。我们就是身体跟灵魂的重要性，就好像听到跟行道是一样的。
So in the most important is that it's like the body it's like the importance of the spirit to the body is like faith and work is called also important.
那有些信徒是畜牧业的哈。就是养牛养的
哈，
养牛养羊的哈。
And some believers they are farmers.
好，所以就用马的绝环，第三章三节哈。
Then they'll use the horseshoe.
好，那有些人是捕鱼的，好，或者是开船的，他就用船跟船舵。
And some people they are fishermen and they or the ones that set sail with using boats.
那有些人是耕种的，他就用农作物的收成。
And some people that harvest crops and are farmers.
好，因此他就用生活当中能够看到的来借着这些东西来告诉当时候的信徒怎么样去发展自己的信仰。
And James, he will use all these things to explain to those believers on how should they act in faith.
那当然，耶稣的弟弟雅各，有时候经常跟在耶稣身边，一起长大的。
So the brother of James, he grew up with Jesus.
好，所以他有很多的东西，就好像在耶稣这个四福音里面所讲的。
And he will as like Jesus in the four gospel books.
啊，比如说患难中要喜乐。
So in tribulations you need to be joyful.
耶稣说，当有人辱骂你们、咒骂你们的时候，你们要喜乐。
And Jesus has said, those who have scolded you or rebuked you, then you should be happy.
啊，或者说你们要完全，这是成全完备。
Or you need to be well prepared and be perfect.
就像你们要完全，就像你们天父完全一样。
As you need to be perfect, as like your Father in heaven, which is perfect.
啊，第一章第六节说，我们要凭着信心求，不要这样疑惑，好像海中的浪一样啊。
In chapter 1 verse 2, it has said that we should not be easily being allured.
那雅各这个耶稣说，你们如果有一个信心不疑惑，就能够叫无花果树枯干。
And Jesus also have said, if you have faith and you did not worry, then you are able to make this fish tree to wither away.
那雅各也讲到说要爱人如己。
And James also have told the believers to love your neighbors as like yourself.
耶稣也告诉这些跟随他的人要爱人如己。
And Jesus have also said the same thing.
那我们在第四章里面
And in chapter 4,
我们看到说自卑的会升高。
And those who are humble, they will be lifted up.
耶稣在路加福音十八章里面，他就讲到那个谦卑的税吏在神面前谦卑认罪，在他就被升高了。
And in Luke, the tax collector that he humbled himself and he has been lifted up.
同样的，耶稣跟这个耶稣还有雅各都说，不要批评论断。
And Jesus and James have also said we should not judge others.
所以我们可以去对照一下，就是耶稣在四福音里面所讲的，似乎雅各都拿来应用了。
So we can compare from the four gospel books that Jesus have said to James.
那我们就不一一来叙述哈。
So we will not explain it further.
但是我们从这一章里，这一整卷里面到底看到了什么？
But from this whole book, what have we learned?
一个基督徒不是只有单纯对神有信心。
As a believer, we should it's not just by faith.
信心要加上行为。
However, with faith, we need to add it on with work.
行为要完全。
And with works, we need to have perfect work.
才能够在神面前成为一个所谓的义人。
Then we are able to become righteous in front of God.
对于那些软弱的人，要伸出援手。
And we need to help those who are in need.
要跟人和平相处。
And we need to have peace, and to work together with others.
不要把所有的焦点都放在自己身上。
And we should not place everything upon to ourselves.
不要自以为是。
And we should not be self-centered.
也不要说我决定怎么样就能够去完成它，一定可以做到。
And we should not think that what I have decided and determined to do, I am able to do it.
所以不要自夸。
And we should not boast ourselves.
那对于神的话语。
And towards the words of God.
从这个消极说我都没有犯罪。
From this passive thinking that I did not commit any sin.
应该更积极地说我要行善。
And we should be actively saying that we should do good works.
因为人若知道行善却不去行，就是他的罪了。
If a person knows to do good works but did not do it, then he has sinned.
所以看到一个弟兄或姐妹软弱了。
If we have saw a brother or sister has become weak.
或者是说他在生活上面一些需要
，and or we can see in their life there's something they're lacking or in need.
雅各都告诉我们伸出你的援手
，and James tell us that we should lend a helping hand.
使人再一次的归向神
，and to lead this person back to God.
这个就是大概在雅各书的简介当中我们一起学习的。
And this is what we can learn from the introduction of the book of James.
那我们从礼拜三开始之后，我们就会逐一的来分享。
And starting from Wednesday, we will went into more further.
那因为时间的关系，我们就不唱诗。
And because of time, we do not sing the hymn.
我们就一起来祷告。
We'll all kneel down and pray.